Hello and welcome to the program. We're back on the air after a little difficulty, but good to be back here. I hope that you get your Bible and turn to Acts chapter 27. We're going to look at another area where we read here where Paul the Apostle, in the middle of a really serious situation, said in verse 25, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God." One thing that's very obvious as you go through the Word of God is you find a lot of storms in the Bible. And here's another one in Acts chapter 27. Read a few verses here. It says, "And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band." Now, it's not a good day for Paul. He's a prisoner and he is being taken to Rome. And entering into a ship of some place that is too long for me to pronounce, we launched, meaning to sail, by the coast of Asia, one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we launched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. And when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, city of Lycrae. And there a centurion found a ship of Alexander sailing unto Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and scarce were come over against Claudius, the wind not suffering us, we sailed unto Crete. Well, we get to verse number 9, and again it says sailing was now dangerous. Now, one thing for sure, we're going through life, we are sailing. Look at what it says here in verse number 1, we should sail. Verse number 2, we launched, meaning to sail. Verse number 4, we had launched, from thence we sailed, and the winds were contrary. Verse number 6, sailing into Italy. 7, they sailed slowly, and they sailed under Crete. And verse number 9, sailing was dangerous. Sometimes we sail along and it's not so dangerous. Sometimes it's really stormy. Maybe you're going through a stormy situation right now. Here's a message in song for you. We'll look a little more in this chapter in a minute, but listen carefully to this message. "Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here."
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me, Lord, in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.
Well, as we've seen here, they're sailing, and we read that it was a stormy time. It says here that the winds were contrary, verse number 4. Then in verse number 7, the wind not suffering us. Verse number 13, and the south wind blew softly. Well, now that's an indication that everything's going to be all right. Now, you see here, Paul had said, don't go. Don't make this trip. It says in verse 9, when much time was spent and the sailing was now dangerous because of the fast, now already passed, Paul admonished them and said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken of Paul. Not only that, it says here that the more part on that ship decided, no, I think we're going to be okay. The south wind is blowing softly. Now, keep in mind that there are 276 people on this ship. It's not just a little boat here. Well, Paul, you don't know what you're talking about. Paul was in the minority. So was Noah until after the flood. But anyway, it's an interesting thing here that as they're traveling along, the wind went, the south wind blew softly. Oh, everything's going to be all right, Paul. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, it says in here, verse 14, next verse here, wow, there was a tempestuous wind called the Euroclydon, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we just let her drive. They're floating around out there with absolutely no control. Verse 18, and we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest the next day, they lightened the ship, and the third day it says we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship, when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Well, the south wind blew softly. Why did that happen? Because God wanted Paul the Apostle in another storm. It was what he needed to do. One reason, so he could show 276 people on that boat how you can trust in the Lord. He says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, I believe God. Not only that, so it could be written here in Acts chapter 27, and we could read about it 2,000 years later and say, look here how Paul had the victory. It's interesting that we read here that when the Lord spoke to Paul there in the middle of the night, he said in verse 24, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. They thought that Paul was sailing with them. He was a prisoner. No, they were sailing with Paul. God had a purpose, and God has a purpose for the storms that we go through from day to day. As we've said before, we never learn how to sail a ship on calm waters. Not only that, we are the only Bible most people are reading. Let's make sure that in the middle of the storm, we can be of good cheer, because it's easy to believe God in the sunshine. Let's believe Him during the storms. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength you can find in the Word of God to meet your trials here.
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares, He fain would bear and cheer me. Whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of His child and treasure is a charge that on Himself He laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me. In every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith's sweet consolation offered me within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.